Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alonso was angry with Benicia for questioning Venezuelans renting Brian's house. She was rushed to the hospital by Shelley and Ignatius, but lost the baby. June asked Ignatius to help to organize sessions to encourage youth to refrain from criminal activities. Right now, Ignatius is on the phone with Sergeant Murray.
So no progress in catching these people who rob the elderly in this village? We got to catch these people before Christmas. Sergeant Murray, you got to step up your hard game, man. All right, we can talk. Yeah, bye.
They robbed some more people, Ignatius?
Yeah, Shelley. They went in on another elderly couple in Better Harvest last night.
This thing getting frightening.
We got to catch them.
I hope so.
Let me see what the newspapers are saying today.
Wait, Benicia eat this food?
Oh, that's hers?
Yeah, take it out for sure earlier.
Probably no appetite.
Yeah, but you ain't supposed to leave out cooked food for more than 2 hours. This food done cold already. Cooked food supposed to be piping hot when serving. More than 60 degrees Celsius.
You're really reading up on this food safety business lately?
Mala get food poisoning the other day. This what caused me to refresh my mind with this information. It's a lot of things we just do wrong when it comes to food safety.
Well, when you know better, you do better, right?
Yep.
Put the food in the fridge for Benicia. She could warm it up in the microwave when she's ready.
Which reminds me, I gotta clean out the fridge. We got a set of old food in there. We really gotta start buying and cooking food that we know we gonna eat.
Is who does go to the supermarket and cook, madam?
Oh, no, it's me. I just gotta start planning better. You ain't supposed to store food for too long in the fridge.
Well, you know what you gotta do. I gonna check in on Benicia, then head to the office.
Okay. Alright, let me see what's going on with this fridge.
flowers and cheesecake for a beautiful lady.
Maurice?
You gonna invite me in?
Okay, come in.
You alone in the office?
Yeah. One of the girls didn't come today because she's not feeling well and the other gone to lunch.
Okay. You had lunch already?
No.
Well, grab your bag. Let's go.
I have a client coming in at 3 p.m. and I have to prepare.
You can't take an hour to have lunch with your husband,
You didn't tell me you were coming.
I wanted to surprise you with these beautiful flowers and your favorite cheesecake.
Thanks.
You haven't even looked at the flowers.
Yeah, they're really nice.
I'm trying to do right by you, you know.
Oh, that's what it is?
Serena, come on. I'm sorry, okay?
What exactly are you apologizing for?
Look, I had a lot of time to think since the children called me.
I
want this to work.
Okay.
What can I do to make this work?
I already told you.
Anything besides us separating again?
Well, then we have nothing to talk about.
Zeno, look, I will humble myself before you today. Look at me. I'm down on my knees.
Get up, Maurice.
I'm trying to apologize to you.
How many times will you apologize for the same thing?
As much as it takes for us to get back together.
Till death do us part.
That what it takes.
Look, I really need to prepare for this client.
Can I kiss you?
Maurice, just...
Tell me, you don't love these lips?
Okay, that's enough. My staff could walk in any minute.
But lock the door from inside. I'm sure you can spare 10 minutes to make love to your husband.
Maurice.
Don't you miss our spontaneity? Come on, relax. Let's have some fun.
Maurice, just...
Zena, tell me I'm not turning you on kissing on your neck like this.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can. And you want to.
Maurice.
Yes.
No. No means no.
Zena, let me lock the door.
Hey, Benicio.
Hola, Shelly.
How was your rest?
Still feel tired. Could sleep some more.
You hungry? I put the balance of your food in the fridge.
I don't feel to eat. I just want to sleep.
Sounds like depression. I'm sorry.
Every time I close my eyes, I'm seeing my baby. I just want him back.
All right, come.
Estoy muy triste. I don't know if I would ever be all right again.
Look, you got to grieve, okay? It's a natural part of the process.
It wasn't supposed to happen like this. I wasn't supposed to lose my baby.
I know.
And Alonso hasn't even called me again. It's like he doesn't care.
And he's half the reason you lose this child. Benicio, I think you should report him to the police for the way he abused you.
No, policia. I'm afraid.
Afraid to go to the police?
If I go by myself, they might not understand me. And I'm not a Guyanese.
Remember I told you about the National Coordinating Coalition?
Oh, see.
Why you remember?
They help everybody. Guyanese or Venezolana.
Exactly. They got links to all them NGOs. The NCC helps to provide abused women with safe housing. If you report Alonso's abuse and it end up in court, they could represent you.
But I can really trust these people because I'm not a Guyanese.
Manicia, I don't explain to you that this service is for everybody, whether you're Guyanese or not.
Okay.
Look, you got me and Ignatius helping you. We can only do so much. These professionals at the NCC can guide you as to how to get justice. Alonso stress you out, he make you lose the baby. There's enough for reporting to the police and let her lock you up.
But it's not like he beat me and I lose the baby.
You see, there's a mistake plenty people this make. Abuse is not only physical. There is verbal abuse and there is psychological abuse. In any case, Alonso is guilty of all three. Because he put his hands on you.
See?
And I can tell you this. The next time you get into a relationship with a man, if he take God out, he talks and raise his hand and knock you, or even open his mouth for curse you, walk away. As women, we have got to make tough decisions. We just love these men. But if we decide to put we foot down at the first sign of abuse, a lot of this wouldn't happen.
It's so difficult sometimes. And despite everything, amo Alonso.
Benicia, I understand how you could still love this man. Because he's very charming when he get ready. But this is not the point. This man is abusive. And until he decides to get help, you need to stay far from him. Matter of fact, reporting him to the police might just be the thing that caused him to think about changing his behavior.
You think so?
We wouldn't know until you report him.
But you sure these people at the
National Coordinating Coalition.
You sure they can help?
Yes, Benicia. I tell you to help my cousin to get away from her abusive husband. They provided safe housing for her and help her with the court case.
Okay.
It's up to you to make up your mind, you know. Alonso needs to learn that his behavior is unacceptable. No man should abuse a woman and think that he have a right to walk around without facing any consequences.
Hello, Mrs. Vera.
Maurice.
How did the meeting with the client go?
Very well.
So you see that little sprout of inspiration helped?
You can't just show up at my office and do things like that. When I have people working with me.
I can't just show up to my wife's office and make love to her.
Maurice.
Tell me you didn't enjoy every moment.
Tell
me.
It was okay, but...
Zena, I'm really trying.
Okay.
You believe me, right?
I have to go.
Zena, you believe me.
Time will tell, Maurice. Only time.
Is Alonso calling me, Shelley?
You want to have tea?
I need to hear what he has to say.
Okay. I'll answer the phone. Put it on speaker.
Hola.
You okay?
No.
Yeah, I guess that was a stupid question.
Okay.
Look, I was thinking, maybe you could come over here and we could talk about what happened.
You want me to?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, this thing no sinking.
Ahora.
Alonso. Whatever you got to say to Benicia, you could say it on this phone.
Wait, Shelley, you listening to the conversation?
Yes. Because I know you're calling and try to manipulate you again. It ain't gonna happen.
I don't really care what you think about me. I got to talk to Benicia because...
Well, talk. Because she don't have to come over there.
Alonso.
Look, Shelley, you know what? I ain't care if you hear what I got to say to Benicia.
Good.
Benicia, you know, last night I lay down in my bed. And I really started thinking about how everything go down. Anna, I feel real bad.
You did? Alonso! Alonso!
Imagine, I start thinking about my son, like I had a whole son coming in this world, and like, I didn't even show the interest. You cite me?
Bebe se fue. Gone.
I know I didn't behave the way I should have behaved. Benicia. I just been under a lot of stress.
Alonso, stress is that no excuse how you treat this woman.
Alright, Shelley. I try to say sorry.
You're very late.
Benicia, listen. I cried last night when I think that I didn't pay much interest in my son that he come in. And now he gone forever. I'm sorry, you understand what I'm telling you?
I wish you were there.
I should have been there. But I guess there's a lot I got going on with me, you know? I'm just chasing after the money, and I got to make it, you know?
Excuses for being a horrible person. Look, Benicia, cut off the phone, yeah?
Please, Benicia, don't hang up on me. You hear when I tell you, I saw you real bad, baby. I blame myself for you losing the baby. You understand what I'm telling you? This last night, it really hit me. Benicia, you hear? When I tell you I'm sorry, baby. I don't think I can ever forgive myself.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.